وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of mankind in the Holy Quran, and we said that according to the Holy Quran, mankind, in order to reach the position of mankind, should pass a journey towards that perfection, and that journey had different necessities. One of them was the righteous act. And we said there are different dimensions for the righteous act. One of them was the appearance of the righteous act, then was the intention, and then was the direction. And we were talking about the intention and the importance of intention for the acts. And we said that the concept of riya, showing off, and also ikhlas, purification of action, are repeated in the Holy Quran. And we said that it's not possible for us to purify our actions fully. But the thing that we can do is that we start and we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we tried our best and we ask for His help to purify our actions. And it is wrong to fall into the trap of shaitan, to refrain from good acts because of the fear of the ostentation and show off. And there is a hadith in this regard that says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالَ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The main part of the action is the intention. وَلِكُلِّ امْرَئٍ مَا نَوَى. Anyone, the share of the action that we have is the niyyah, or the intention that we have from it. If a person, I don't know, goes, this is one example given into hadith, that if a person goes to jihad, to battlefield, with the intention of gaining some, I don't know, things, worldly materials or booties of the war, then his action is worthy of that. If a person goes to take, at that time, the booties of the war were like animals, the dung, then his jihad is worthy of that dung. And if he is killed in that way, he is a killed person in the way of dung, for example. Or if a person goes to jihad in order to help the religion of Allah, وَلْيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ, then the whole situation is different. And we have it in our moral judgments as well. We judge people. If you know the intention of people, then your judgment completely changes. As we said the example, like you see a person giving a flower to a child, you say, oh, how nice it looks. But then if you know that the person is doing that in order to deceive the child, everything changes and it becomes evil. There's a hadith that says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا خَيْرُ الشَّرِكَانِ, I am the best of partners. If somebody mix me with another person or entity in his action, I give the whole action to another entity, to that partner. For example, if you pray, and just one act of that prayer is for ostentation or for show off. And our fuqaha has issued fatwas on this, that the whole prayer is for Allah. Like even the start of the prayer was for Allah, anything. But just at the middle of the prayer, I think that if I raise my voice, that person who is passing by listens to me and I become a nice person in his eyes. And just I raise my voice. Just one little part of my prayer is for show off. The whole prayer is invalid because none of them is, it's like they say, it's like a drop of blood in a container of water that makes the whole water najis, impure. The same thing is true with riya, ostentation. So this is the role that it has. And also in the verses of the Quran, we have ostentation and we have riya. Inshallah, after the break, we're going to cover some of those verses that Quran talks about show off in the acts of people.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity. We were talking about ikhlas, purification, and ostentation, riya in the acts. And we said, according to the verses of Quran, what matters is the action, is the intention of the people in their actions. So there's a verse that says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, on the day that wealth and children are not going to help you. Like if you have many children and if you have the biggest tribe on earth, you have many families, many relations, many links, the links are not going to help you. And also the wealth, not going to help you. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Only those who have a healthy heart, مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ, they bring a healthy heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean, قَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, healthy heart? In a hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, qalb al-salim means al-niyat al-sadiqah, a sincere intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have sincere intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are going to get redemption and that eternal salvation. But those who have riya, those who have ostentation, show off, no. There is a verse in Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَ يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ. One of the signs of munafiqun, hypocrites, those who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality, but they show off, is that their prayer is show off. Hypocrisy is this, that you're not integrate. You show something which you don't have it in the heart. So one of the main features of munafiqun is this, is riya. So all cases of riya are nifaq? No. All cases of ostentation are not nifaq. A person came to the Prophet and said, halaktu, I'm perished. And the Prophet said, why? He said, I have the fear that I have nifaq in myself. And the Prophet said, how? He said, I don't know, because riya is very difficult to get rid of. The Prophet said, don't you pray when you're alone sometimes? He said, yes, sometimes I'm alone and I pray. The Prophet said, that's enough. So we should be careful when we receive some warnings, we don't fall into disappointment. It's true that we should be careful about the intentions that we have, and also subconsciously there are elements of riya and ostentation, but it doesn't mean all the acts that a person does is out of hypocrisy. No, there are acts that a person does solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we should learn to invest in that area and get rid of the show-off that is very hidden in our actions. In another verse, it says, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. They give charity, but they do it for people to praise them, for people to think how nice they are. For example, I give money and I want everyone to know it because I want them to think how kind I am, how generous I am. And then Quran says, وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Those who does something like that, they don't believe in the Day of Judgment. If a person truly believes in the Day of Judgment, who wouldn't do that? And another verse, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْتُلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. There are two categories of people whose actions are in vain, whose actions don't have any result. What categories? The first category are those who do minna. Minna means to bring it into the face of the person. You do a favor to a person and you bring it to the face of that person. Here and there, I'm the one who did this favor to you. This is not right. This makes your action go in vain. This makes your action equal to nothing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who do ostentation and show off. You do something, but you do it with the intention of other people judging you nicely. We seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all these vices, and we ask Him to help us to have sincere intentions and purified actions due to His help, inshallah. Thank you very much for listening, and inshallah, I hope you join me next episode to talk about different aspects of righteous act according to the verses of the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala